bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, y'all. Milwaukee's biggest party on the lake is in full effect. And guess what? The award-winning 101.7. You didn't fade that out. You didn't fade that. Like at 15, fade it out. And then it goes, and every time I hear that, I want to go to sleep. Every time you're like, just close my eyes and pass out. Award-winning 101.7 The Truth has the hookup for you, so now's your chance to win a pair of Summerfest tickets and a pair of wristbands to see Ira Starr live at Summerfest tomorrow. Call 833-212-1017 is the number. Be caller number no. Caller number no. Like, why are you trying to pick it? See, you got a producer trying to pick a number when it's my number. Anyway. Caller number 10. At 833-212-1017 is the number right now to win the tickets and wristbands to see Ira Starr live at Summerfest this Thursday. That's tomorrow. 833-212-1017 is the number. So just come on. Just call. Just come on. Come on. All right? Get it? Got it? Good.
Number 5.
Well. Interesting, to say the least. We got another Supreme Court ruling. This time in Wisconsin. From JS Online, the question has lingered since the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision sent the issue to the states 3 years ago and Wisconsin's decades-old law. Decades? It's about 100 and something years. Decades? We're going to call it decade, which I can't add. It's about 174, 176 years old. Put a hold, and I know they're technically right, put on hold in December 2023. Clinics like Planned Parenthood have been providing abortions in Wisconsin for more than a year. The decision provides clarity on the 1849 statute, but the ruling doesn't prevent additional court challenges or prohibit lawmakers from passing an abortion ban in the future. Here's what we know. The case was focused on the 1848 statute and whether it bans consensual abortions referring to a voluntary decision to end the pregnancy. Dane County Judge, Circuit Court Judge Diane Schlipper previously ruled the statute bans feticide, a non-consensual act in which somebody batters a woman to the point she loses the pregnancy. Now, that sounds like a judge that wants to make something fit what they believe. The liberal majority said lawmakers essentially repealed the statute because they passed new laws regulating abortion after 1849, such as an ultrasound requirement and 24-hour waiting period. So the question is abortion now permanently legal? Well, no. The ruling does not declare an overarching constitutional right to abortion in Wisconsin and doesn't prevent lawmakers from passing an abortion ban in the future. The legislature, as the people's representatives, remains free to change the laws with respect to abortion in the future, said Justice Rebecca Dallet, liberal, who wrote for the liberal majority. The court's conservatives dissented. Josh Call, the Democrat attorney general, after the ruling said the legislature should take up the issue and hear the Wisconsinites so the next generation doesn't have to deal with old laws on the books that haven't been changed. Aren't most laws in Wisconsin old laws on the books that haven't been changed? Okay. So some Republicans have floated banning abortion after 14 weeks and asked voters to weigh in via referendum, but Democratic Governor Tony Evers has pledged to veto bills that would make abortion less accessible. 14 weeks? Less accessible? That's kind of dumb. That's kind of dumb. That landscape would change depending on which party controls the state legislature and governorship in 2026. A separate case initiated by Planned Parenthood asked the state Supreme Court to recognize a constitutional right to bodily autonomy, including abortion. More than a year ago, the court asked parties to file responses, an indication that the court might hear it. But on the same day it ruled the 1849 statute, the court dismissed the second Planned Parenthood case because it now is essentially moot. Interesting. Interesting. So here's the problem I have. At a media conference after the ruling, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin Chief Strategy Officer Michelle Velasquez said the decision restores some stability for patients and providers. Stability? I'm just saying. There needs to be some reasonableness. And it scares me when people talk about, oh, you can get an abortion up to, you know, right before they're born. What? So, yeah, that's one that scares me. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. We'll see what happens. We'll see, you know, what's really going on.
Number four.
This from ABC News, because, you know, at the time, all the local media didn't have anything. You know what? I'm a peek. Let me pick a station. I look at Fox 6. Top news stories. No Diddy. Funny. That's funny. So the Sean Combs trial reached an end with a mixed verdict. You heard he was guilty on all charges except two, which was basically facilitating or transportation to engage in prostitution in connection with his ex-girlfriend, and guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution in connection with his ex-girlfriend who testified under the pseudonym Jane. Two different women, two different charges, found guilty on those. Everything else, not guilty of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion in connection with Ventura and Jane. He was also accused of being the ringleader of an alleged enterprise that abused, threatened, and coerced women into prolonged drug-fueled sexual orgies with male prostitutes, which he called freak-offs, and then threatened them into silence. So we'll hear from it. And then he was waiting to see whether or not he would be able to get out before his sentencing and get out on bail. And the judge has recently, within the last hour, denied him bail, citing his violence and illegal conduct in the past. And so, as I said before, that one of the reasons why they would not allow him to have bail would be for that very reason, that he actually had prior bad acts. And so they're going to hold those against them. And we'll go from there. We'll see. The judge has moved up sentencing after defense attorneys asked for more expedited sentencing. U.S. District Judge Aaron. Ooh, this is a name. Subramaniam agreed to move up the sentencing date from October. He did not set a new date for the sentencing itself. And so, yeah, that's it. So what happens in the process now? They're going to assign someone from Department of Corrections to come in and do a pre-sentencing screening, right? They're gonna look at his background and mental health and physical health and prior bad acts and talk to people and do an assessment and give it to the judge. And sometimes they can say, yes, I think this person should get this many years. Sometimes they can say whatever, but it's going to be a recommendation. Sometimes the judge follows it. Sometimes they alter it. Sometimes they say, absolutely not. I'm doing what I'm doing. But it's going to be done. So we'll see sometime in the coming weeks. People will be talked to. People will have conversations with the folks around him. And eventually, we're gonna find out whether or not he will go to jail or do short time in probation. Maybe he'll get work release. Who knows? All things are strange.
Number three.
This from CBS 58. 55% of Wisconsinites say Governor Evers should not seek a third term. That's according to a Marquette Law School poll that just came out today. The survey analyzes the responses of 873 registered Wisconsin voters from June 13th through the 19th of 2025 with a margin of error plus or minus 4.7 percentage points. Despite the majority of Wisconsinites not wanting Governor Tony Evers to run for a third time, he does still have a high approval from Democrats. According to the poll, 83% of Democrats want him to run for a third term compared to just 7% of Republicans. Nonetheless, he remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about. So watch this. Who else is here that's popular statewide other than the governor? If Scott Walker was governor, they'd be like, well, who do you know? Well, it's name recognition. So when you use the word popular, that means more people know about them. Does that make you popular? I think we equate popular with being positive. I would hope 83% of people, or however many, I hope the majority of people know who the governor is. But then again, you know, we got schools around here. We never know. Those numbers are essentially flipped when it comes to President Donald Trump's approval ratings, of course. Falling along party lines, 90% of Republicans approve, 89% of Democrats disapprove, 59% of independents disapprove. Franklin said this hasn't changed much in terms of despite not much change in approval. People are still very skeptical of tariffs and think deficits will go up. There are several policy challenges for Donald Trump, but things that really lowered his approval in the spring, mostly tariffs, faded into the background some. Do people like understand tariffs that we've always had them? It's like people that he invented tariffs. What? Tariffs used to be higher than that. Some of them do need to be removed, though. We just did get a tariff agreement with Vietnam. And so what does that mean? Well, having a tariff agreement with Vietnam means places like Lululemon, where they get the most of their clothes made, goes down considerably. So we'll see. Biggest concern for voters when it came to the election, according to Franklin, who runs the poll for Marquette, was inflation. 55%, mostly. Most Americans, 55%, believe Donald Trump's policy proposals will likely increase inflation. Now, if you understand how the market works, it will. Inflation is going to come. Like, it's natural, it's built in, the economy, it goes up somewhere in the 2%, 2.5% a year. It's just normal. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. In In recent times, it was more. But because inflation happens and you have so much debt, you don't have enough money left over to pay the difference when the price goes up. So you got to be careful with that. Growing popularity has been the idea of legalizing marijuana. 67% of those polls say they want it legalized. That's up from 20%. That's up over 20% from 10 years ago. Meanwhile, legislative Democrats have said this week that Republicans are set to cut tens of millions of dollars from the University of Wisconsin system in the next 2 years. But 49% of all registered voters want the funding to stay the same. 27% want funding to increase, and 23% want it reduced. Well, they're about to give them the UW system, they're about to give them 200 and something extra million dollars. So, yep. Interesting. So what do you want to do for a budget surplus? 71% of those surveys say they want to increase in aid for special education. Why are we spending so much money? I'm not saying we shouldn't spend money for special education before people freak out. Why are we spending so much money on special education when regular education is terrible? Are you planning on, or did you put enough labels on kids to say they're special ed when they're not? And now you want money? Like, I don't know. I don't know what those numbers are. I would love to see what those numbers are. 89% of people in Wisconsin are in favor of banning cell phones in schools. I would think so. Yep. Let's ban cell phones in schools. Imagine the work you could get done. But I don't know if people are going to get the work done. I mean, the bottom line is it comes down to you just got to get the work done and never give up. Speaking of that, you got to realize it never pays to give up.
Number two.
From Fox6Now.com. A fugitive on the run for 17 years was located and arrested on July 1st here in Wisconsin. U.S. Marshals found Augustin Rivera Contreras at a residence in Oconomowoc. He was wanted on November 7th of 2007, arrest warrant by a U.S. district judge in Southern District of Texas for violating the conditions of supervised release. Rivera Contreras was under court-ordered supervision for aiding and abetting to possess with intent to distribute 2.06 kilograms of cocaine. Additionally, he was wanted by U.S. Immigration and Enforcement and Customs Enforcement for being an alien unlawfully present due to an order of removal. On May 9th, 2025, Cold Case Unit submitted a collateral lead request to the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Deputy U.S. Marshals followed up on the lead and resulted in his capture. Where do you think they found him? He was out in Oconomowoc. Where do you think they found him? Like, just for giggles. Where do you think he found him? At the bar. Give me another place. You can give me three. McDonald's, number two, and number three. The car wash. That's kind of racist. But anyway, they found him hiding in a house in a closet under a pile of clothes. So, we know an ostrich brain is like the size of a marble, probably more like a pinhead. But if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, ostriches have significantly small brains. That's why an ostrich, even with them big eyes and that beak, you know what they think? What do ostriches do when they get scared? Anybody know what they do? They stick their head in the sand. You know why they stick their head in the sand? Because an ostrich's brain is so small that they actually think that if they can't see you, you can't see them. So they stick their head in the ground. So if you think you can hide in a closet under clothes and nobody's going to find you, like, wait, what? You've been hiding 17 years? 17 years you've been hiding and you stick your head under some clothes in a closet, and you think they're not going to find you? See, that's part of the problem. We don't have smart criminals anymore. But then again, if you were smart, you probably wouldn't be a criminal. You know what I'm saying? That's unfortunate.
Number one.
So, I'm kind of torn by this story. Because you know who Malik Beasley is? You know what he's known for? Well, now. Well, former Milwaukee Bucks guard Malik Beasley, who's now under federal investigation for what? Gambling. Paid a barbershop and a dentist more than $60,000 on July 2nd after both businesses sued him last September for not repaying loans. Okay, first of all, what kind of loan do you get from a barber and a dentist? Okay. Ricard Jaff of Cairo Cuts, a Milwaukee area barbershop, received $26,826.76. Hassan Al-Shahabi, a dentist at Delicate Smiles, received $34,389.70. In both cases, Beasley's wages were garnished by the Detroit Pistons, his most recent team. The Bucks declined to comment on the Milwaukee lawsuits, and Jaff also declined. Al-Shahabi didn't immediately respond to a request of an interview. Beasley's lawyer, Steve Haney, was also not available. Beasley is under federal investigation after being accused of gambling on NBA games. Okay. He's under investigation after being accused of gambling while he was with the Milwaukee Bucks 2023-2024. NBA spokesperson Mike Bass previously said in a statement to the Journal Sentinel, "We are cooperating with federal investigators." Of course you are, because if you don't, you'll get arrested for obstructing and do 5 years. So here's the deal. The business loaned tens of thousands of dollars to Beasley in 2024, and the Cairo Cuts lent him $15,000 on March 23rd. On April 2nd, Cairo Cuts lent Beasley $1,000, and on April 3rd, lent him another $4,000. On the 11th, he provided a loan agreement and promissory note of $30,000 to Delicate Smiles, and the company provided a $20,000 advancement. Why were you loaning him money? Like, why? Like, why were you loaning him? Like, out of all the things in the world, why would you loan a basketball player who makes $53 million a year a loan? So I figured it out. I'm probably in the wrong business. That's sad. But then again, if I made $53 million a year, I might be in debt too and under investigation because I don't know how to spend money. And those are some things that we should have learned in elementary school and high school. And we don't. We had to pass legislation. I think Jason Fields had to pass legislation to put financial training of kids in school. Like, really? But I guess they took everything else. But then we wonder why kids drive like a fool. We took away driver's ed. So I guess you can. Hey, congratulations to Eddie on being today's winner of the Ira Star giveaway. Tune in to 101.7 The Truth all week as we'll be giving away wristbands. And, well, I guess I can't read that because we just gave away wristbands today and the show is tomorrow. So that's it. You're done. And this is the last weekend of Summerfest. So if you don't go, you don't get it. It's over the 5th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's it. So you need to go to, check out the Summerfest website and make sure you get tickets so you can also see Ira Starr, because Eddie got his.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. So back to Dimitri. We get back on Dimitri on the chat. By the way, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show, or you can just go back and watch the rebroadcast and all that stuff. You can't keep running away from, who's running away from inequalities and racism? You can fix your own personal inequalities and still have to face other inequalities as an individual, as a collective. Yes, everybody does. What is your point? You keep stating the obvious. Of course. In some circles, if I'm with you or you with me, I'm at an unequal advantage, just like you are. Nothing's equal. But if you keep looking and keep, that's like watching the clock, waiting for time to pass. All right, it's 31 minutes after the hour. I'm going to sit here and wait until it gets to 35. And it's going to take forever because you're watching it. That's just me. Move around it, get rid of it. I don't do the collective thing because I don't like to get grouped into a group, because it's usually negative. What's up, Kwanda? How you doing? Then everybody started talking to Kwanda and left me alone. Who plans to kill the cast when they're smarter? Anyway. Some people just can't help themselves. Am I one of them? What is going on in the black community? What's happening? Yeah. Do we care how people feel about Diddy's trial? I mean, unless you were a victim, right? And I'm tired of hearing from 50 Cent. I mean, I get it. But, you know, it's another one of those, but by the grace of God. Could have been you. Could have been me. Oh, wait, we decided not to do something wrong. Okay. My bad. We actually decided, nope, I'm not going to do something wrong. You could, but I decided not to. I'm just saying. So here's my question, 833-212-1017. Are rappers singers? And do people that have spoken word give speeches? Because it's almost like we have to segregate ourselves in order to figure out whether or not we have a talent. A spoken word. Okay. That's called poetry. No, it's spoken word poetry. Well, you don't want to call. And so as generations change, we start giving things different names when it's like just the same. Like, what do we call gossip today? Anybody know what that's called? Pop culture. It's idiotic. I want to do pop culture. You listen to what you're saying. You want to be a gossip. You want to talk about other people instead of talking about yourself. So that they only listen to you because you're talking about someone else. Hey, y'all, let me tell you about X. So I saw one day, I came in. Like, really? I mean, I'm not against pop culture. I mean, what? E.T. Entertainment Tonight has been on the air probably at least a good 30 years, 40 years, doing the same crap. The weird part about it, they keep getting young people. So I've started to notice this. As you age, you start to see people doing the ageism thing. We're going to move those people out of the way. I watch the TV networks here hire people that look like the people they just replaced, only like a younger version. Well, you know, you're getting too old and people don't want to watch you. We want younger people to watch, so we want younger people to watch younger people. The younger people that don't know anything to tell the people that don't know anything that they don't know anything, or what? Oh, it's the same people that call gossip pop culture. Got it. Oh, you just don't understand. You're too old. No, I've seen it already. Like, we used to have people in newspapers, when they had newspapers, that actually ran gossip columns. Now, we call it a blog. Oh, they've got a really good blog. It's gossip. No, it's not gossip. It's pop culture. Oh, okay. And every day we reinvent a word and we call it something different and we pretend like it's new because the people that listen to it is younger. Okay. But it's not older people making mistakes. It's not Gen X making mistakes. It's millennials and Gen Z. What are we doing? Parents did a really bad job at helping their kids understand everything indecently and in order. Like, not everything needs to be done in excess. Like, everybody wants a million followers, where if you get 500, yeah, you can actually make some money. But we don't want to look at it because it won't feed our ego and help us release those endorphins that make us feel good about ourselves. Falsely. But I digress. Are rappers singers? I say no. I say no. Rappers are not singers. Of course, Sincere said, rappers are singers. It depends. Are singers rappers? Ha, 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 ha. That's dumb. I'm just kidding. SC said, I do not consider a rapper to be the same as a singer. And when you do that, don't add just my opinion. Whose else is it? Anyway. Gospel music is called spiritual music. No, gospel music is not spiritual music. The spirituals, it is a part. It's a genre of gospel. Well, gospel music is a genre. So it's like a subgenre of gospel music. But gospel music is anything that sings about Jesus. Spirituals are those old songs they used to sing down in Mississippi that were based off a lot of the hymns by people like Dr. Watts. And Mahalia Jackson. Mahalia Jackson sung spirituals. The Wymans sung gospel. Does that make sense? That's all. You know, then watch somebody complain. You're thinking about male groups. I'm a male. But women can come up with women's groups forever and it's just okay. Well, they don't get it enough, so they get to do it all the time. I had a magazine that I used to get, and it was a phenomenal magazine. And the magazine was run by a man. And when you read the magazine, it was like 50-50 men and women. It was about business. It was about money. It was about investing and all that. And it was 50-50 men and women. They used to have a group of people they would always ask questions to, and it was always literally half and half. You go through it, you read their answers. It was half men, half women. Every now and then there was a black person, but you know, the white guy that ran it rarely talked to black people. He only talked to mostly white people. But it was a good magazine. Because money is money. It's green. I don't really care who gives me the advice. If it's good, I'm taking it. So I'm looking at the magazine, and then a woman became the editor. Every single cover was a woman. Every single article was written by a woman. And every single article was about something that had to do with women. So you know what I did? Now, this is a magazine. I'm an avid reader. I'm autodidactic. You know what that means? I like to teach myself a lot of stuff when I don't know about it. I actually canceled my subscription. I had a 5-year subscription. I said, I want this magazine so much that I'm not going to auto-renew it. I'm going to pay for 5 years. I'm in like year 2, 2.5. I canceled it. I said, this is ridiculous. Oh, you're sexist. No, I'm not sexist. I want balance. That's all I ask for. It's like when you drive a car, right? You keep your car on your side of the road. They keep their car on their side of the road. And then everything is balanced.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Sublime. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. As Amber Miles said, did Dr. Ken say Eddie? 81? Which Eddie? Well, I'm not going to say the last name. It's none of your business. Y'all be fighting. Hey, give me them tickets. Eddie Wynn walk out of the house. Hey, give me them tickets. I just got robbed. Oh, that would be fun. No, let me stop. Let me stop. Dun, 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 dun. How about they call you auntie or uncle if you're over 30? Unc? Over 30? Like, I never thought 30 was old or 40 was old, right? I didn't. And the reason I didn't is because when I was younger, I understood that everybody's going to get there and that you have to plan on doing something today so that you can actually get there. And I don't know if people like actually realize or understand that. Everything you do today is going to impact your tomorrow. Everything. Interesting. It depends. Are rappers, are singers rappers? I think you can sing in a... I know some singers that can rap, but I don't know if rappers can sing, per se. Some of them try. They're just not good at it. It's an art form, right? That's like saying rapping and like, I know some pure rappers, and then I know some people that do hip-hop. And I know everybody argues, you know, hip-hop covers everything. It really doesn't. Because when you sit and watch the evolution, people think house music started in New York when it started in Detroit. Not Detroit, Chicago. Duh. All those types of things. Tell second graders you're 40 and they will think you're ancient. Yeah, because second graders are like, what, 7? Of course they would. Of course they would. Wouldn't you? But I didn't. And so you realize as you get older, what happened to those people? Like, what happened to those teachers of mine that treated me so cruelly? What happened to, you know, all those people who were nice to me and helped me out? Right? So it could change. But no. You know what they call Drake, right? The whiner from Canada. The whiner. Yeah. Michael Jackson can sing. Okay, so who was better, Michael Jackson or Prince? You have to give it to Michael Jackson. Like, overall, killed it. The music writing, the everything. I mean, you know, the producing, the directing, the everything. He just killed it. And I'm glad Jason ain't here because he hear me talk about Michael Jackson. Oh, I love him. My favorite. He's the best. He's one of the best. But I would say Michael Jackson is probably the greatest entertainer. I think Michael Jackson is better than Elvis Presley. By far. Like, kills it. I never liked Elvis. I was never into Elvis. Anything Elvis Presley ever sung. Of course, we had to sit and watch those idiotic black and white movies because that's the only thing my mother would actually watch. I hate dudes.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
So I'm reading the talking text line. So, not really a city girl say, Prince was a real definition of a sexy man. You like it really short, don't you? Interesting. Wearing stack heels. So he could be equal to the average guy? Really? Okay. Somebody said Michael Jackson was recently reincarnated. His name is YN Michael Jackson. Okay, bye. Y'all crazy. Y'all having a great time. Hey, thanks for hanging with me on the Talking Text Line, Essie and Mal and all y'all. Have a great evening. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. The analysis will be rolling in this evening, and then you'll have some Tory Lowe and all of us throughout the night. So back in 22 hours. Remember, we off Friday, so if you don't make it Thursday, pop off Friday on Thursday is tomorrow. So make sure you're here. Thank you, X. Appreciate you. Hey, y'all. God bless. Take care. Be safe. It's supposed to rain tonight. Be careful. Take it easy. I'm
be
out.
Quiet.